What's up? Welcome to the Tea of Life. Thank you for tuning in. It is your girl, Keita Joe. Let's get right into it. Today, we're going to be talking about the Real Housewives of Atlanta, the reunion, both of the parts, and maybe me summing up a little bit of this whole season. As quickly as I can, I'm going to try to do it within 20 minutes. That's the goal. But this season was almost like a snooze fest for me. It was really not that much entertaining. And like the little blow-ups or whatever they had, it was kind of like, y'all really reaching with this season. It was almost like they were making stuff up out of nothing. Like the whole Courtney and Candy thing, I was just like, who is this girl? And where did she come from? And Courtney, to me, like, she can go. Like, she can go. Like, if they don't bring her back on the next season, I'm fine with that. Because she definitely seems like a person that really... she's given Marlo Jr. Like, she really, really wants to be a part of the show. And she seems to be, like, she has... no, sorry y'all, there seems to always be noise in the background. Today it's lightning and thunder. So yeah, Courtney is not my cup of tea. And Marlo this season with the I heard her on the radio and she was talking about it was natural for her to bring up her nephew, I guess, a couple of years later because something triggered it and she thought of her nephew and that's why she brought it up or something like that. And she felt like Candy could have done something more. And I just feel like, girl, like, I watched Candy do the speak on it. And I agree with what Candy was saying. Like, why 2 years later would you expect me to, like... It was kind of like she feels like they're friends. And Candy is like, we're not friends like that. And she was like, she didn't mind sending flowers. She didn't mind doing anything. But when Marlo had hit her up, she hit her up about going to do something else. And so Candy made it seem like she didn't know about the arrangements or anything, but Marlo just seemed like she was just trying to bring out a story. This season was just kind of like, y'all really reaching with this entire season. And the only real part of this season that was kind of like, okay, was when Candy and Sheree went to the park and they were talking and kind of like hashing things out, and Sheree was like, you keep talking about my business, and Candy was like, well, you talking about my business. That was like the most, I guess, entertaining part of the season. When it came to Ralph and Drew Sidora, like, I really believe Ralph and Drew Sidora kind of held the whole season together. Because they dragged it along the entire season. Like, they started the season with the, are you ready to talk about your divorce? And so, like, they really know how to keep you for the whole season. And it's kind of like they knew this entire season was trash. But they knew, oh, we're going to bring it around. And, like, because the whole divorce thing happened around the end. So, it was just like, y'all really could have just... like, if you ain't watched the whole season of The Housewives of Atlanta, you ain't missed too much of nothing. You could literally watch the last two episodes and the reunion and be good. Because you didn't miss nothing. Courtney is some girl that just came out of oblivion that really was trying to create some type of issue with whoever would have an issue with her. And she's always real quick to say, what you gonna do? And it's like, girl, you look like you 110 pounds soaking wet. What are you gonna do? You know what I mean? And it's like, I feel like she's the person that is trying to catch, a lawsuit. Like, if somebody was to hit her, she definitely gives, I'm gonna sue. You know what I mean? Like, she gives, like, she just feels like she just, I just don't, not there for Courtney. So anyway, Drew and Ralph during their whole, oh, we gotta get on Sheree. Oh my goodness. So this season, Sheree had a birthday party. Her man, her so-called man, her whoever they is, they just hanging out. It sounds like they not hanging out no more from the reunion, but they were hanging out during the season. It seems to me like they both kind of needed to get some type of publicity for both of their shows, because I haven't watched Love and Marriage, but I do believe I seen or heard, like, Sheree's been going on that show and he's been coming on the Housewives. So it's kind of like they both kind of giving each other some type of publicity or whatever, or some type of storyline or something. Like, to me, I like the Housewives more when the storylines were, even if they were drumming up a storyline, it was still, it seemed more organic. This season, it just felt like the whole cast, the whole everybody was just reaching for a show, and it was just like, I just didn't. This season, I could have did without this entire season. I probably, like, depending on what it looks like for maybe the, like, I probably would not even watch The Housewives of Atlanta. Because, like, I just refuse. I don't think I would sit through another season of, what is this? You know, like, it just gives, like, what, like, not interested. So, Sheree went on a dinner date with some of the ladies from the show. And apparently, Martell was, like, requesting money from everybody's Cash App so that he could pay the bill. And Sheree felt like that was okay. Like, why would you expect a man who doesn't know you like that to pay over $1,000 or whatever the whatever? And it's just like, girl, you would make excuse for anything when it comes to any man that you're dealing with. It just feels like she don't really want to call a spade, like, just say, yeah, he should have paid for the dinner, because you're Sheree Whitfield at this point. Like, you can't pay for, I would have been looking at him like, you're not gonna pay for the dinner. If you're not gonna pay for the dinner, why are you here? Like, you could have stayed home. But it just feels like, to me, in my own personal opinion, it feels like they both know what it is. Like, it feels like they're not dating, even though Sheree makes it seem, or made it seem like he was enjoying all of, like, I think she was, what did she say? Plastic surgery. And it was like she was insinuating he was enjoying her new boobs and, you know, making all of these comments about him having BDE. If you don't know what that is, it's big ding-a-ling energy, because I don't want to say the other word. But it's like, why make it so known that you are having sex with a person and then turn around and be like, defending a person for not paying the bill at lunch or dinner or whatever. It's just like, really? Like, and then he at a dinner with people who could afford to pay for the whole dinner. Like, and that right there in itself is, like, kind of like, it's kind of embarrassing. You know what I mean? Like, I believe I watched the after show a little bit with this one. And Sonya was like, it wasn't about, you know, him paying the bill. It was just like, weird how everything happened. And she, like, Sonya made it real clear, like, she could pay the whole bill herself. Like, it was nothing. It was just like, you invited us out. It was last minute. She thought the whole thing was going to be taken care of because that's what she would do. Like, she basically saying, like, even if, see, like, he is, it's just like you're dealing with a bunch of people who got money. So it was just kind of, to me, it's just kind of like embarrassing. Like, you know, like, he could have, they, like, Sheree, sidebar, if you got an arrangement with your man or whatever you call him, like, you could have had a conversation with him, like, the day before, the night before, like, listen, I don't know how much the meal is going to be. Like, be all the way thorough with whatever you got going on. If y'all drumming up a storyline, you should have at least, like, gave him the money. Like, listen, don't come out here and not pay for these people food, because that's going to be a whole nother thing. Like, you have done this. You, like, she's the original, one of the originals on the show. So how could you not know, like, that was going to become a thing? You know what I mean? Like, I would have been like, you know what? Don't worry about it. I will pay for it. And then she was on the reunion. They was like, she was like, me? Pay for my birthday dinner? And it was just like, anyway, so I was like, girl, that was kind of embarrassing. I was kind of trash. And he could have just, like, stayed home. And you could have had a birthday dinner with your homegirls, and they would have paid for the deal, for the meal. And, like, he just didn't even have to be there. But anyway, that's the most that I can think of. Like, Marlo and Candy got into their brief little moment. But to me, that brief little moment that they went through was just kind of like Marlo reaching, pulling out the stars in the skies to come out with a storyline. And she was just like, oh, like, she gonna make Candy work this season. It was just like, girl, sit, like, please stop it. Like, stop. You know what I mean? Like, if anybody need the work, we not gonna go there. But Drew and her husband, the reunion was so uncomfortable to sit through when they were going through. Like, the first part of the reunion was just kind of like, Candy and Sheree got into it, and Candy was like, yo, shots is in your face. And, like, somewhere in there was kind of like somebody, I guess, was supposedly insinuating Sheree's butt was fake or something. And Sheree had to, of course, get up and let it be known, you could never. And Candy was like, yo, shots is in your face. And that's where your shots is at. Like, don't sit up here like you ain't never had no work done. And Sheree was like, I know y'all ain't talking. All of y'all done had some work done. Candy was like, I ain't never say I ain't never had no work done. But it was kind of like they were almost kind of like gonna really come for each other. And then I think Marlo was like, everybody on these couches done had some work done. And Sonya kind of made a face when she said that. So it kind of looked like, not me, bitch. So I don't think Sonya had no work done. Sonya looks like she has not had no work done. And that's not a dig. That's not no shade. Sonya just looks good. So I don't think Sonya has had no work done, but let Marlo tell everybody that I had some work done. So this season, it really looked like Sheree and Candy are just like not really going to be friends no more or something. It was real like shade between those two during the reunion, and they both seemed like they just didn't even want to look at each other no more. But Drew and her husband was so uncomfortable to sit through. It was so uncomfortable. The questions that they were asking was kind of very personal. And you can tell, like, the whole divorce is so fresh and new. Like, soon as he walked out, Drew instantly was like, I don't even know why you're here. And I was kind of like, why is he the only man that's there? No other husbands came out this season but Ralph. That's how you know the season was trash, because they didn't even have nothing to talk to the other men about. It was just let's bring out the main event, because this whole season was hanging on Drew and her husband Ralph. I like Drew's sister, because Drew's sister was getting with Courtney as backstage. Like, I thought you ain't say bitch. And then, like, her sister, I think her sister's name is Allison, like, she was really, like, coming for Courtney in a way that was just, like, checking her on all of the stuff that she'd been doing. And Courtney, you could tell Courtney in that moment knew to stay her behind over there in the room with Ralph, because she did. You could tell from that moment when her sister came, it was just like, yeah, what was all that you were saying? And Courtney was just kind of like, I wasn't saying too much of nothing. But during the reunion, she, like, I just cannot stand Courtney. Because the last episode, they showed how Courtney was saying, oh, Drew just want him to adopt her kids so she can live and be taken care of. And it was kind of like, girl, is you serious? Because don't nobody know what this man does for a living. It was really kind of like when they came out with the Tommy thing, like, what? It was just really funny, because it's like, what do you do? He always talking about, yeah, I'm out here working, I'm grinding, I'm doing this. But we never see any of the grind. So we, like, the only thing we know of from Ralph working was something in Vegas with, what was it? Some type of male dancing or something like that. So it really don't look like Ralph is taking care of Drew and the family. It really kind of looks like Drew is the breadwinner, and everybody looks as if they're living off of Drew, you know, and the probably royalties or something that Drew got coming. Because from what it looks like, is Drew been working in the entertainment industry since she was very young. So I'm pretty sure she got some type of residual checks or something coming to her. But it, like, for what's her name, Courtney, to be like, you want to live and be taken care of, it's just like, girl, you'll say anything to just have a punchline. She was like, and what did she say? She was real just disgusting with the stuff that she was saying. She was like, like, just her bringing up adopting Drew's son. Like, why would you go there? Like, you should have left kids out. And when, I think it was Kenya and I think it was Marlo that was like, yeah, you did talk about her child. She was like, what did I say? And then in the next breath, she was like, yeah, I said it twice. And so it was just like, you don't remember what you said, but you said it twice. And what did she, I don't remember what she said, but I think it was, Drew dating Ty, or I block out a lot of Courtney, honey. But yeah, Courtney is real disrespectful, very, very much disrespectful. And to me, like, for Ralph to act like he is completely oblivious to whatever with Courtney and Drew, is like, somewhere between Drew and Ralph, it seems like they both kind of lie, because it's kind of like, I don't know what is really going on. Somewhere, it just all seems like the water is very, very murky between both of them, because it just does not make sense. Like, why would you be, like, acting like, oh, yeah, I love my wife, and then sit there and have this woman talking so recklessly to your wife? And it's just like, where does that make sense? And you can see, like, the last season, how, like, when the women, I think it was Kenya, who was not even, and we know how Kenya can be, like, Kenya can get real nasty, and I like Kenya now, but when Kim Fields was on the Real Housewives of Atlanta, like, Kenya was real nasty, real nasty. So the last season of The Housewives, when Kenya was coming for Sonya just a little bit, Ross was like, hold up, don't talk to my wife like that. Like, just instantly, like, and she wasn't even going in. Like, we know Kenya can go in, but he was like, before you even think about going in, don't talk to my wife like that. And it instantly, like, I'm not finna sit here and let y'all play with my wife. And it was just, like, real quick, like, nip it in the bud. Like, that right there lets you know, like, Sonya and her husband have something way deeper than Drew and her husband. Because Ralph seemed like he is completely oblivious to Courtney and all of the stuff that she got going on, and the stuff that she's saying about Drew. Like, she was like, child, Courtney is just, I just don't like Courtney. But sitting through this reunion, when they started talking with Drew and Ralph, was just like, y'all really like asking a lot of questions. And it was so fresh that it was uncomfortable to even sit and watch the reunion show, because it's like, how do y'all not know that y'all are going too far, asking way too many questions? And at the end of the day, like, when she walked off and she was like, this is still my real life, it really like made it like, why don't they know? Like, some of these questions are too sensitive to even keep asking either one of them. Like, Andy was asking, like, do he think Drew is in a relationship with another woman? Drew pulled out text messages where she was like, some woman sent the text message and was like, let me see a penis, when you gonna bring me back that big penis? And then Ralph was like, I already knew you was gonna go there. And whoever the person was sent him the same message and then turned around and sent it to her. And it just sounded kind of like maybe he wasn't cheating on her, and people just were kind of like trying to tear them apart. That part of what Ralph was saying sounded very believable. It sounds like Drew, the reunion was kind of like making it seem like there was something incriminating in the text messages, because Candy was like, do I talk to you like this? And it was almost like insinuating like they have like these intimate text message conversations and they didn't share it. And it was like, oh, if you come to BravoCon, you can see it. Like, bitch, like, really? Ain't nobody finna come to BravoCon for this tight-ass season y'all putting out. And y'all want people to come to a BravoCon to see a text message now? Like, ain't nobody that, I know I'm not that invested to be coming out for, like, the whole season was a snooze fest. And the only thing y'all really got going is some text messages. I'll wait to see maybe on the next season if y'all bring it out, but I would not dream of going to no BravoCon to see no tech. Like, it just was giving, like, sitting through watching Drew and Ralph and the whole questions, all of the questions that they was questioning them during the reunion, was kind of like, I felt like somebody on the couch should have stepped up and said, look, I think y'all are going too far. I think y'all need to leave this alone. I know this is a TV show, but damn, like, at some point, y'all need to know, like, when the TV show is going too far. And when it came to, like, that whole divorce between Drew and her husband, it was just like, y'all are going kind of way too far. You know, they were asking so many questions, personal questions. Ralph was like, you know, he didn't want to adopt the son because Drew's son's father is doing better as a father. He's stepping it up, and him as a black man, he would never want to cut off another man, you know, being a father to his child. He grew up without a father, and I respect him for that. I understood where he was coming from, because I felt like that makes sense. If your baby daddy is doing what he's supposed to do. Why do you need somebody else to step up? And you know what I mean? So I agree with Ralph when it came to the him not wanting to adopt the child. But it seems like Drew was kind of upset by that too. And Andy asked, well, is the father doing better? Drew was crying and she just shook her head yes. So it, like, Drew was very emotional. That's how you can tell, like, everything was kind of very fresh. She definitely seemed very hurt. Then Ralph was like, you're acting right now. And then she walked off and she was like, you know what, I'm not gonna deal with this. And to me, it just seems like if you really love your wife, you need to be more mindful of what you say. Because to say you're acting right now, it's almost like he antagonizes her and then expects her to just... I agree with her when she said, you do all this stuff, and I'm supposed to just sit here and take it. Because that whole comment right there was, like, really antagonizing. And for her, like, I think my perspective of them is Drew is coming into her own self as a woman, growing more into, like, womanhood. She sounded beautiful when she sang her song. She sang, like, I don't remember the words or whatever verbatim, but it was like, you choosing somebody over me. And she looked at him like, over me, you know how I loved you. I don't know the words. But it was just like, just to sit there and look at him in his face, like, I was like, oh, girl, come with it, you know? But I just think Ralph needs to, like, look at the season and some of the things that he was doing, and maybe he needs to reach out to, like, Ross and Todd, or maybe some other husbands, and get with them, because it just looks like he's going through something that he's probably not speaking. And Drew is really growing into her own self, and maybe that makes him feel kind of like, where does he fit in? But they seem to be such a great team together that it's like, I hope that they work through this. But I was disappointed with the reunion part two, especially with how far they were going with Drew and Ralph. It's almost like they were, like, really trying to get all of this tea, because it was really like Drew and Ralph were the main, like, if there was a in a restaurant, they were the entree, you know? And it was very clear, and it just seems like Andy was just going all the way with, like, let's get all of the tea, let's get all of the tea, and let's not respect these two people and their family, and let's not, like, let's just be very intrusive, you know? And I feel like they should have had some tact within themselves to stop themselves with some of the questions that they were asking. But it just came across very insensitive. That's what I got from the reunion. The whole season was kind of like reaching. This next season, I hope that they can get Portia back on the show. And I feel like they won't, because I think Portia is going to run for the hills as long as she can with this marriage and milk it for as she can. And that's to each his own. But if they could get Portia to come back, I think that would be good. I don't know if they could ever get Portia, Nene. Like, if they could come back with Portia, Nene, take the peach from Marlo. Make her back a friend of Nene. Portia, Nene, Kenya, Candy. I think I said this in the last one, but bring back Phaedra and Eva. That would be my six. that would be my six. And yeah, take the peach from Marlo, make her back a friend on the show, because of course you want to keep Marlo on the show. But I would bring back Phaedra, and I would just have a conversation with Candy, like, let's all put our big girl panties on and let's have a show, you know, like, y'all need to hash this out. I think Candy can rebound from all of this. You know, like, look how far Candy has grown and has come from the Housewives of Atlanta. Like, she's really blossomed. She's got way more business things going on, TVs, movie shows, all this stuff. So it's like, why not? I said that in the last episode, I think, with Kenya and Carlos King. So if you listen to that one, you would probably understand. Like, I think I went more in depth with that one. But yeah, next season I would bring back the six that I said. And Andy, I would hope that you would... Did I not say Drew? I think I didn't say Drew. Okay, take off Eva, put back Drew. So yeah, Drew. Put Drew back on the show. But I would love to see Eva, Cynthia back on the show. I would love to, like, see Sheree. I liked how this season they brought Lisa Wu and I can never remember. I think her name was Shanika. Anyway, she was from season one. She got divorced. She looked really good coming back on the show, but she's very mellow. I think she has a very mellow personality, so it seems kind of like, you know, why is she on the show? And that would probably be me, because I feel like I'm real mellow. But Lisa is always a ball of energy, so I even think they can bring back Lisa. Or maybe they need to do another one, like a Real Housewives 1 and 2. Like, if Candy just really can't work with Phaedra, like, maybe y'all need to do two. And have Lisa and all the other girls on one, and Phaedra and them all on one. And then have Candy and them on the other one. And I feel like the other one would do way better with Phaedra and them. But that's just my personal opinion. Anyway, I've been talking way longer than I said I was going to talk. Thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget, I want my podcast to grow. So if you would please do me the biggest favor and share this podcast with 5 of your closest friends and family members and coworkers. And don't share it like, you know, like, oh, let's listen in the car. No. That counts as one listen. Like, share it with 5 other people. If you're going to listen in the car, tell, like, all of y'all go out and share with 5 more people. So thank you for your time. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And don't forget, you can follow this podcast on Instagram and Twitter, or the X, whichever one you want to call it. Peace.